Today's share in the Dershu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Yud Zayin Omid Aleph. We're in the sixth volume of Mishnah Berurah in the middle of the Siman Tof Kuf Mem Hey, which deals with writing on Chol HaMoed. And we had a long discussion yesterday. We're already halfway through this Omid. We didn't have many Mishnah Berurahs, but we had a lot of Ramah, which dealt with some of the things that you are allowed to write, and we finished off the first part of the Ramah, and now we're up to the Mechaber, which is three lines up from the bottom of the Omud, Yud Zayin Omud Aleph. And he tells us additional types of documents that you're allowed to write on Chol HaMoed are Shtarei Chalitza. You're allowed to write a Shtar that documents that a chalitza took place. Chalitza, of course, is when, unfortunately, a husband dies and he passes away, they don't have any children, so then if he has a brother who is alive, so then that brother has to either do yibum, which is to marry his former sister-in-law, to be mekayim shem liyachiv, or he can go and do chalitza. Today we practice essentially 100% of the time chalitza. So he does this process called chalitza, and then the woman is, what was called the yavama, is now capable of going and marrying anybody in the shuk. Now, that's allowed to be written down that such a chalitza took a place. Likewise, umeunin. Miun is something that we're not dealing with today, but in the times of the Gemara, when they would marry off a young girl under the age of 12, so it could be married off darais if the father was around, but if the father wasn't around, he had died, or he had previously married her and he's still alive, so then either he, in that situation, mid the rabbanon, or the mother or the brothers, had the right to marry off the daughter, mid the rabbanon. But she had the right to protest. And at any point in time before she becomes a bas mitzvah, so she can say, I'm out of here. And she can refuse to live with him. And that's called miyun. And there's a shtar that you write, the shtar miyun, that you write down as well. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkotin Chav Dalid, Hainu shtarei miyunin. This is a shtar for miyun. V'uliktano yisoma. As I mentioned, this is for a young girl, Nebuch, who lost her father. She's under 12 years old. Sheisu achel, either her older brothers married her off, or ima, her mother married her off, l'daito, with her permission originally, but she's allowed to leave the yotzeis mimenu b'miyun if she doesn't like this marriage before she becomes a gedola, before she's bas mitzvah, she can just walk out of the marriage with refusal, with miyun. Ba'alma, just alone, she doesn't need a get. Shetomar, yef shibo, I can't stand living with this person, I don't want to live with him for the rest of my life, and she just walks away scot-free, v'kosu nazeh shtarmiyun, they write a document for this. I realize at the end of yesterday's year, we never did the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkotin Chov Gimel. So just so we can say we went through every single Mishnah Berurah inside, we'll do Mishnah Berurah Sivkotin Chov Gimel from yesterday's year, Shelo Ya'abed Mamono. These were documents that we said you could write down that you shouldn't lose your money during the Shemitah year, Ayidei Shemitah, that the document would otherwise, if you didn't have a document, so then the loan would be considered no longer in effect at the Shemitah year. Okay, now we continue in the Mechaber, and he writes, you can also write down the Shtari Berurin Upiske Dinin. You can write down these types of documents. What are these? Shtari Berurin. So the Mishnah Berurah says in Sivkot Chafei, Shikosin, this is when you have a litigation, and each side picks a judge, Zeh Borelo Ploni Ledayin, Vzeh Borelo Ploni Ledayin. So this is what we call Zabla. That's Zeh Borelo, Vzeh Borelo. And this Shtar Biruin is the document that each of them picked their person, and that they picked the third person, the two judges that were assigned, they picked the third judge. Or Shtari Tanta, or this is a Shtar that documents what their tainus were. So you're allowed to write these down in Chol HaMoed, because if you don't write them down, you may forget them. Then he tells us, Misha Baruch B'mamun Acherim, if somebody has taken somebody else's money, Mutar Lichtov Alav Gzeros Hadayonim Varsho, you're allowed to write down the court proceedings that what the judges said about this and the permission that they have to go and do what the court said. However, but if we're certain that the guy's going to come back, he hasn't run away, he's coming back, then you're not allowed to write this down. Dershu footnote number 22 brings down from Shlomo Zalman Zatzal, Shigam Yardim L'Nechasev Emor, you'd even be allowed to go into his property to collect the outstanding money that he took. And during the days of the Beis HaMikdash, so he brings down Af Malkinos of the Moed. You can even give him Malkus on Chol HaMoed, even though that's certainly going to ruin his Simchas Yontif, that will take away from his Samacht v'Chagecha. Nevertheless, Kadesh Tielo Kapara Mutla Koso, since it's actually good for him to get this Kapara of getting the lashes, so it's actually considered Simchas Yontif, even though he's not going to feel so good when you're giving him the lashes. Mishnah Berurah continues, and he says, Sivkot Chavov Upiske Dinim. What is that? Masha Poskin of the Dayanim. The Psak of the Dayanim is allowed to be written down as well. Then we continue with the Ramah. The Ramah says, Hagah Umutu Lichtov Kisuba B'moed. He brings down from the Kolbo that you also like to write down a Ksuba on Chol HaMoed. However, he brings down the Esh Osrim. He brings down from the Smak, the Sefer Mitzvot Ketanis, that's not allowed. Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot Chav Zayin that you're allowed to write down the Ksuba according to the first opinion, the opinion of the Kolbo. They got married before Yontif started because Da ein osin nashim b'mar, because we normally don't get married in a cholamoy. We don't mix simcha b'simcha, and the simcha of cholamoy should be mixed with the simcha of a marriage. So they got married b'chol cholamoy, and they need to write down a ksuba, so they'll have to write it down now. Aye, how could they live together? If you have to also l'siyachid im ishto b'liksuba, so they got married, but they couldn't live together before yontif. So tzorich lomar shay yashasid chak. It was under extenuating circumstances. He brings down from the Machzis HaShekel that under these extenuating circumstances you can rely upon the fact that there are Edim even though you don't have the Shtar Kesuba. Sivkon Chavches, you're allowed to write down the Kesuba Chol Moed according to the first opinion of the Kobo. Mitam Dover Avi, because this is considered a financial loss, so to say. Shemu Yavol Lidei Iro Biaskomas Tanayam, because in case somebody comes along and wants to go and debate or disagree with, have a Machlokis about the Tanayim, so you have it all written down. No, this is the ksuba. These are the definitive things that we decided upon. And therefore, vim came b'dina seinu shikosum kolam subas v'shava. So nowadays, everybody has a standard ksuba. We don't write in extra things to the ksuba. So he says, also lichtov l'kuliyama. Then you wouldn't be allowed to write it down according to this opinion. That is a dover of it, because there's nothing lost over here. The standard ksuba is always the same. However, avotosevis kesuba, the extra stuff that they put in, mashemosef, abal, meritzon, shari, there he brings up for the Morgan of Rum, the extra things that are brought down that you'd be allowed to write. And he says, ayin in the prima godim, biksab mishita, they should write it in the ksab mishita, yesh lahakalaf zoneinu. Then you can even write down the ksuba nowadays with this ksab mishita. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Chavtes tells us, according to the opinion of the Yesosuim, the opinion of the Smak, the reasoning of their opinion is, taimum, dehevi kishtachov. This is like a regular document that's an IOU. And he doesn't allow this to be written down on Chol HaMoed. How do we paskin? The Mishnah says, V'alocha k'dei HaRishona. We paskin like the more lenient first opinion, brings us down the name of the Prima Godim, that you are allowed to write down a ksuba. V'ayin le'el, he says, in the same en l'hokil ki b'chsav mishita. But as we just pointed out at the end of Sibkotin Chav Ches, that when we do write a ksuba, we should write it with this ksav mishita. Now we go back to the Mechaber. The Mechaber writes, V'igros she'ed la'sholom, a letter to your friend. Are you allowed to write a letter to your friend? So the Mechaber says, yes. Shadim shaleach l'chavero, a regular letter that you send to your friend. V'afilu al-dvar frakmatcha she'en wavuda. And you can include in this even news about business that is not a dover of it. You're allowed to write a letter to your friend. Mishabur explains in Sivkot Lamed, Hatam, the reasoning is, V'pnei she'en odem nizhar ma'od b'chsivaso, because you're not careful when you write this letter, that you should write it in a beautiful print and everything perfectly, b'sikunon, and therefore, uchamaisi hedjotu, since you're not so medaktik on the letter. So therefore, you're allowed to write this because it's considered maisi hedjot. The issue footnote number 23 discusses a whole bunch of modern technology issues, and very important, the issue footnote, we'll get to it in a moment. Let's just finish off over here the Mishnah Berurah. Umikrei tzorech ha-moed k'tzas. This is called a little bit of a need of the moed to send a letter to your friend. Masha shol b'shlom chaveiro. Therefore, it's allowed. Otherwise, dim lo kein osur af maisi hedjot. Because if it wasn't a tzorech ha-moed, then even though it's not a maisi uman, it's only a maisi hedjot, it still wouldn't be allowed, as we've already explained many, many times. If it's not tzorech ha-moed, you can't even do a maisi hedjot. And we learn this Gidel in Simon Tovkuf Mem Aleph, as well as in other places. Now let's look at the issue footnote number 23. It's a very important footnote. He talks about what about our printed types of letters or documents. So Shlomo Zalman Zatzal brings down a Shmir Shabbos Kiyokosah, Sha'asu Lahadfis Bimoed Bimatfes. You're not allowed to use a typewriter. In those days it was a typewriter, today it would be a keyboard. Kol She'eno Dover Ovet Otzarech Moed. It needs to have one of the two requirements, either that it's going to cause me a financial loss for you or some sort of a loss, or that it's a need of the moed in order to write down things on a typewriter. Kiven shebelechitzas kafter, as you press on the buttons of the typewriter or keyboard, habayu osa maisa mamish, you're doing something, and therefore, unless it's a dover ovid or tzarech moed, he wouldn't permit you to do so. According to Rav Nissen Karlitz Zatzal, he says, Nechshav adover af k'mais uman. This might even be considered a maisa uman, never mind a maisa hedjot. Shekol melocha shetotza'ah nires k'mais uman. Because when you print something out on a computer, it looks beautiful. It is as if it was done by a calligrapher. It's done perfectly. You pick the font, you do everything, and therefore the result is a maisa uman. So even though it's just pressing a button, that's not considered a maisa uman, but if the result, as we've learned previously, is the ikker, so then this is considered a maisa uman. Even though, afshalo nitzrach osel, amen, es yodav, you know, you don't really have to do anything, el to push the buttons. Nevertheless, he says, you combine your act as a human being of pushing the button with the end result, which is a maisa uman. That's Rav Nissen Karlitz's opinion. What about taking pictures on Chol HaMoed? So Chazonish Zatzal brings down, as brought down by his nephew, Chaim Kanievsky, Shlita, in the Orchus Rebbeinu, also Litzalim B'moed. You're not allowed to take pictures on Chol HaMoed. And he says, it's not because it's a Dover Oved. He says, even in a situation where you're not going to be able to take this picture again, nevertheless, you're not allowed to do this. And Rav Nissen Karlitz Zatzal brings down. Rav Nissen Karlitz has the same last name, the Karlitz, as the Chazonish family, but I don't think they were actually related. In any event, he brings down Shadovra Aved, Hainukisha Hefsid Hu Begufa Chepetz. He says the definition of Dovra Aved is when the item itself is deteriorating. Lo kishein shum dover sha'alu lifasid el sharotze lahansiach irua bitmuna, as opposed to a picture where you just want to keep it for perpetuity and you want to keep this memory, so then that's not a loss if you don't have that, that would be considered a dover of it. That's Rav Nissen Karlitz's explanation, I think, for the Chazon Ish saying they now take pictures on Chol HaMoed. On the other hand, Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal brings down kishayesh is dam l'shlo tachzor, this is a one-time opportunity to take this picture, you won't be able to take it next week, so then ein isa b'tzilim. He says, you're allowed to go and take a picture with film, Mishum Ksiva. There is no Isser over here of printing of this picture. Kivin She'ena Ayin Roa, Koshinoi the film, Liachar Etzion. Because when you're taking it with film, in those days when they took pictures with film, so the film, you can't see anything on it. So therefore, it's not considered a Maisa Ksiva. Anything that is small enough that you can't see it with the naked eye, so normally that doesn't count as being writing. And he says, this is also the opinion of Rav Yashas Zatzal. He says, "Im yesh tzorech lahansiach irua miyuchad, if there's a need to capture something on film for perpetuity, kigon simcha mishpachtis, you have a family bar mitzvah on Chol HaMoed, you have a family bris on Chol HaMoed, you can't take the pictures a week later. So then, mutu mishum dover ovid letzalim b'mor, then you'd be allowed to take these pictures on Chol HaMoed. What about digital cameras? Our currently available cameras don't use film anymore. So Rav Nissen Karlitz Asal brings down Shiesh Hatonim Shibmatzlema Digitalis in a digital camera. Im mesach shebo niris hatmuna miyad. If on its screen you can see the picture right away, yesh lahatil etzali mishum suchas yantiv sheyesh b'riyas hatmuna, because you're seeing the picture right away, so you're getting a pleasure out of seeing the picture, and that's simchas yantiv. As opposed to, there is no Isser of Kesiva over here. And he says, Kivan Shatzilam b'matzlema digitalis, hu maise hedyot, kimo haklodo agabi hamachashev. Just like he said before, that when you're pressing on the buttons on the computer, that's not considered a maise uman, that's considered a maise hedyot, albeit the end result is a maise uman possibly. But he says, in this situation, you'd be allowed to go take it with a digital camera. However, he says, l'maise nich b'tzarachin. This little bit of pleasure that you get by seeing the picture right now is enough to be allowing you to do this Maisa Hedjot on Chol HaMoed. What about typing on a computer using a keyboard, or can you use a telephone that has monitors, or a thermometer that's a digital thermometer? So all of these were discussed by the Shelus Chuvas Ber Moshe, and is also brought down the Shmir Shabbos Kehilchasa. And he paskins that it's permissible. And the Shmir Shabbos Kehilchasa, Rav Nuroth Zatzal, he brings down, Shatamu Mishum Shuksav Sheino Omid L'Skayin. It's not a permanent writing, and therefore it is allowed to be done, because you need to do a permanent writing to be over Ksiva on Chol HaMoed. And this is also the opinion of Yashas Zatzal. If it's not considered a permanent writing, Mutalasus came from Chol HaMoed. However, Ksav Shem Yeshlo telephone Acher, or this established ball. If you have another choice, you have a rotary phone, if you have some other phone that you don't have to do this, so then that would be preferable. According to Rav Nissen Karlitz, this is considered a Maisa Hedjot, Hamuteras Letzarach HaMoed, it would be allowed. What about tapes and recordings? So Shlomo Zalman Zatzal brings down, She'osu L'haklip B'moed B'amtzuso Al Kletes. You're not allowed to really go and record something on a tape, Kivin Sha'yideh HaKlota B'kabelas HaKlotas Shem Kli, because you're now turning it into a Kli. Now this is a tape of the Shir. El Kinos is also Torah Dover Ovid, unless it would be a Dover Ovid. A person giving a Shir on Chol HaMoed, and it would be lost, he needs to record it, then you'd be allowed to. So I was allowed to go and record these Shirim on Chol HaMoed. Oh, it's Torah HaMoed, or it was Nifad HaMoed. Certainly, if somebody's going to listen to it on Chol HaMoed, so then that's cool, that learning Torah, and that's certainly allowed. V'lishmor nisunim al gabi disk, to protect various things on a disk. So Rav Nuroth Zatzal in the Shmir Shabbos Kehilchasa brings down from Shlomo Zalman, Yosir Hadavim Mishum Bonet. That you wouldn't be allowed to do. Kivan Shayideh Achsanis Hanisunim B'disk Mekabel HaDisk Shem Kli, because you're creating this disk. Again, people today don't even use disks anymore. Everything is totally in the cloud. So this isn't such a big problem. But he says, going and creating this disk, now you've made the disk into the shame of a clay. On the other hand, Moshe Feinstein's Zatzal brings down Shemutu L'haklit B'moed HaKletes. He allowed you to make a tape recording with the tape on Chol HaMoed. Kivin Shein Zeh Nechshav Kesiv. He says, that's not called writing it down. So again, there is room to be makel, certainly if it's a Tzorach HaMoed, and certainly if it's a Dover Ovid. The issue footnote 24 brings down what happens if the letter that you send it to your friend isn't going to get there on Chol HaMoed, it's going to get there after Yontif. So the Aruch HaShulchan brings down, you technically shouldn't be allowed to do this because it's not being read on Chol HaMoed. Unless you argue that the person who sent it feels a sense of satisfaction, a sense of happiness that he sent the letter. In that situation, it would be considered a tzorach hamoed, even though it didn't reach the destination on Chol HaMoed. However, Aruch HaShulchan is left with the tzorach Ian. He says, bottom line is, he says, there are reasons that you could be matir this in any event. The issue foot number 25 brings down children who want to draw on Chol HaMoed. So Rav Yashiv says that really isn't right. Yesh lamona mekach. Rav Yashiv Zatzal says you really shouldn't do that. Again, if it's a very young child and he's drawing on his own, you certainly don't have to stop them once they reach the age of chinuch. So he would say that you have to stop them. The issue footnote number 26 brings down, im yochel lidrosh bishlomo b'yemtzos a telephone, if you could give a call on the telephone rather than writing a letter, so Rav Yashiv Zatzal brings down that would be preferable. Odif l'dabri b'telephone me'asher lichto michtav, that writing a letter is worse than going and calling the person on the phone. What about writing a dedication in a sefer? You want to give somebody a sefer, and you want to write down, you know, on the occasion of your simcha, I'm giving you this sefer to, let's say, a bar mitzvah boy. So Nissen Kalitz Zatzal brings down shekivin shahakdosha via simcha. Since this dedication, this little note that you're writing in the sefer brings simcha to you, it's like a letter to your friend and a gerish shlomim, and it's permissible to write this down on Chol HaMoed. However, he says don't write extra, and he says don't write down the date because that's not essential. So you can write your dedication. I love you. Here's the sefer on the occasion of your mitzvah. You should live to be 120. Whatever you're writing down, that's allowed, but don't put down the date and don't write down an arichos that isn't necessary for the dedication of the sefer. The Chofetz Chaim in the Bir Halacha, Dira Masel Vafilu, asks a question over here. He says, when you're sending to your friend news about business, Sheino Avuda, it's not causing a financial loss, so then why are you allowed to write this? So he says, maybe the reason is, the Lav Hochi, if you didn't write this down, Yesh Lo Tsar, you'd have pain and suffering, and would stop you from having Simchas HaRegel. However, he says, that's a doichak to really say this, and therefore he says, I found and looked, Chpasi Motsosi, a sefer Shiboli Aleket, who discusses this, and he writes Igro Shel Rishus, these letters of permissibility that aren't the chiv to write. Yesh Mefarshim the Zui Shila Shalom. That's like falling into the category of Shela Shalom. The Kimishino Kosev Tzorach of Klal El Shela Shalom Greida like a Tircha Bahach. Since you're really not writing this to provide them information, but as an aside, you're writing this information in the letter, and it's not considered a real malacha, and therefore mutter to lavi kiim kimatayal ba'am. This is like just taking a walk, a shpatzir, and therefore it's allowed. Let's look at the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkat Lamed Aleph, where he discusses this as well. He says, "V'kol shekein yuchal agia lo hefsid k'tzul yichtov." Certainly, if it would cause a financial loss if you didn't write him this bevadi mutter, then certainly it would be allowed. The mechaber says that this is all permissible. All these things lichtov afil bo shinui. When you can write them, you're allowed to write them even without a shinui. But in all these situations, don't leave all your letter writing till Chol HaMoed. Don't leave all your documents that you're going to write. So I'll have plenty of time on Chol HaMoed to do that. That you're not allowed to do. If it comes up on Chol HaMoed, all of these things are allowed, however. Then we go to the Ramah. The Ramah adds, V'yesh Osrim Mishael Shalom. He brings that from the Torah in the name of the Halachos Gedolos. We see in the Mishnah Berurah of Kutlamid Beis, he says, Taman, the reason is the Kol Ksiva Maisa Umanu, because they hold, like the opinions that we brought down previously, that any writing is considered a Maisa Uman. Sivkot Lamed Gemul, Shel Shalom, V'kol Shekein L'Inyan Frak Matri, and certainly when you're dealing with business inside of it. How do we paskin? So Ramah says, V'noagu L'Hakmir, we paskin L'Chumra over here. However, Afilu B'Ksiva Shalom, this is even with our writing, Shehi Ksiva Mishita, which we said is permissible. The Mishnah Berurah adds the word, V'noagu L'Hakmir L'Shanos, that you have to make a Shinoi. Kach tzorich lomar. That's what the Mishnah says in Sifkat Lamed Dalet. So you're allowed to do this, but you do it with a shinui. Vashinui, who? What's a shinui? Shiksovim balachson kol hashuvos. You write it a little bit of an angle. V'yatim uvasiv zayin dechol osu lichtov osu afil b'shinui. Ay, we said previously, you're not allowed to write even with a shinui. Im lo sha'osios chatuchos u'shvuos b'emtziyosan, unless the actual letters are broken in some way. Mikol mokom, kivin shemidina, mutu lichtov, igeri shalom b'lo shinui. Because technically you would be allowed to. It's only a gzeir over here. Kimo shekos of a rabbi sosev, el shenogu l'shano. So the minute he says is to be mishana, dai b'shinui zeh. So it's enough to make a little shinui. Sifkat Lamed Hei, the Mishnah Berurah says, There are achron that say the medina seno nowadays no galahko b'chsav meshita. You're allowed to write the b'chsav meshita. The chayim b'chsav shalono dein ma'ase uman in our regular print, which is not considered a ma'ase uman. V'yishlam al ma'ashim ismuchu, and those you can rely upon. V'machmi yachmili yatzmo. If you want to be machmi for yourself, but that's not the p'sak halacha. V'nogin l'shanos k'satz l'sul shurel yona akuma. So make the top row a little bit on an angle, and this way you can be yotzi that ayin the bir halacha, where he discusses this further. V'dadav rakmachi avuda with financial dealings that's going to cause laws. The kuliyam yochaluchtov. Then you certainly can write it down, even with professional calligraphy type of writing, and you don't have to go make any changes whatsoever. The issue foot number 27 talks about writing Chidushei Torah on Cholamoid, Ayin Sham. With that, we conclude today's shir.